Well, Damon Witten's moving in to join us here right now. Got to be a happy coach after that one. I suppose you can always find a reason not to be happy with some aspects of a hockey game, but I don't think it's goaltending and defense tonight. That was a darn good effort in the defensive zone. Gordy Dayfield was outstanding. You get out shot mainly because of that five-minute power play in the second period, but you scored three goals. You had a 3-1 lead. You hang on 3-2. It's a big win on the road.
Well, exactly. You look at the shot count, and I think it's a little bit off there, but you know, maybe that's one the other way, where you go back to that Huntsville Friday night one. We probably did really both games. You deserve to win. This one, maybe you don't say you deserve to win it. You got to feel a little bit for them, but really, really happy with the effort. We talk a lot. We need everybody playing, you know, a B-plus or better game, we mentioned. I thought we got that. There's some guys maybe didn't start as well early, but I thought they got stronger. You know, showed some poise for a young team to make that kill late with the 4-on-4 pulled goalie situation. So liked a lot of things. Gordy Dayfield was very good. You know, we knew they were a great special teams game, and that came up huge, obviously, with their only two goals that way. And, you know, I thought if we get one on our power play, you know, what a big goal it would have been to make that two-goal lead. But that's good for a young team to come on the road and weather that and hold on for, you know, a bit of a greasy road win. We needed it. I know Ernie, Coach Sertori last week talked about it was a must-win last Saturday. I didn't think it was a must-win for us, but obviously, you know, an important win and a critical win with what we're trying to do and where we're trying to head.
Yeah, I thought defensively, you could name your entire defensive corps as a star in this one. I thought they all did a great job. Aiden Wright, Chatham, I thought Kyle was outstanding again tonight defensively. Pete Spratty did a good job. Matt McArdle held his own. Jimmy Roll, I thought he got hurt in the second period there for a while. He went to the bench, came right back out. Owen Hedrick played really well, especially in the third period. And Gordy, what do you say about him? He stopped all but two of 35 shots sent his way, so they did the job.
No question, and probably, you know, no chance on either goal for Gordy. And I liked it, too. As we were heading off, Gordy talked about, you know, I'm not sure. He said they didn't get one grade A in the third period. He was kind of, you know, thanking his teammates, saying, boys, we didn't give up anything in the third period, protecting that one-goal lead. So I thought our third period D was really, really strong. I liked that. As you mentioned, that D-core played really well. I thought Owen Hedrick was strong again, breaking pucks out. We can clean up our zone exits a little bit, and that's just a combination of our D and forwards being a little bit cleaner, but like you mentioned, I thought Spratty had a strong game. McArdle, Kyle Chatham's played extremely well the last few weeks. The guys do a little hard hat award after the game, and Gordy won it last, so he presented it to Kyle Chatham for his effort in his game, and could have been deserved by a lot of guys, but real good team effort and a way to shut it down defensively.
Yeah, some other big things happened tonight too, Damon. Anthony Nellis finally got on the scoreboard. We've been waiting for him to score. He gets a lot of chances, and he got a dandy goal there, proved to be the game winner in this game tonight, and that was huge. And then the Josh Nenadol penalty. I didn't see that play. I didn't see what happened at all. I was following the puck, obviously. Down in the corner, the Janko kid's down on one knee, and Nenadol gets ejected from the game. They announced it as a DQ. That would be horrible if it's a DQ, because that carries over to tomorrow night's game. He wouldn't be able to be replaced, and he wouldn't be able to play. If it's a game misconduct, which is what I thought it would be, he could play tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it is game misconduct on the sheet. I'm sure, you know, Greg Shepard is here. I'm sure they'll look at it a little bit. You know, Janko was in a little bit of a vulnerable position. He was about to make a pass, so his head was dipped. I didn't think it was a purposeful contact to the head by Josh. I mean, we all know he's a heavy hitter and looks for his hits, but I didn't think it was a targeting play or anything like that. So he plays hard. You know, I think that, as you mentioned, that Anthony Nellis goal, that's big. You know, that's big. I hope this really gets Nellis his confidence going and some pucks going in for him. I thought early on, you know, hitting posts against Huntsville and not getting puck luck and bounces, hopefully this is the end of that. And we've got to continue to earn it and deserve that puck luck. But, you know, here tonight we probably get a bounce or two that helps us and some goals. I'm sure they didn't like Bitzer on a couple of their goals there, but good for us for putting pucks to the net. We've worked so hard the last 2 weeks on what we call funnels to the net, and that was Anthony Nellis. He came around the net, wasn't a grade A or a high scoring chance, but we had good net front traffic, taking the goalie's eyes away. He funneled it high short side, and we've been working on that so much. So excited for Anthony to get that out of the way, and hopefully this really springs them to some offense.
Yeah, I thought he played pretty well for you tonight. He was hustling. He usually does, though. He's a hustler and a hitter all night long up front, and a big goal tonight by Gus Coriale, too. We're always after Gus. I've been talking to that kid for 3 years to use that wrist shot he's got. He's got a good, quick release. Spratty made a great play in the neutral zone, played it off the wall. Gus got in. He had just enough room to get that quick shot away, and he beat Bitzer to the far side.
Yeah, great shot, great release for sure by Gossin. I thought he played really well, and he has been the last week or two upping his game, and, you know, that's what we need. You know, we need Gus playing Bass. We need everybody, but I thought Gus was very good tonight. I thought Austin McKay was very strong. First period, he was 5-on-0 on faceoffs. Matt Johnson had maybe his best game of the year, did a good job for us all night long. I thought Lash Globke very strong again, and it gets hard in the third period with Nenadal gone on the road, and, you know, you're juggling things and it's all over. So I thought our communication on the bench and our organization getting out there and getting to our spots was really good to clamp down in the third period.
Yeah, that was another question I had for you. It's always tough. You lose a guy, especially a key guy. Nenadal plays center. That kind of throws a monkey wrench. It's a little different than a winger being gone, and you can kind of replace him there. You got to have a guy who can take faceoffs. A lot of coaching has to happen. You got to be paying attention all the time. You got to know who you want out there. And you juggled up your lines, and they all did a good job. They worked hard.
Yeah, and I agree. And that communication on the ice becomes that more important, because all of a sudden, you know, you might be used to playing with Nenadal or Terrell or whoever it is, and you expect them to be in a certain spot, or you just kind of have a feel for each other when you get some continuity. That's out the window. You have guys all over. We don't have true centermen. Our system's a little bit different that way. So it does affect a lot of things. So I give our guys a lot of credit. You know, when late in the game your brain starts to tire on you, your legs go, when the fatigue sets in, typically the communication drops, and I thought our guys did a really good job of closing that game out, and really happy with that, and that's what we need. You know, that's where we've got to be better, learn to win games, and we've had some ties, we've been in some close games, so hopefully this is another step there to learn how to close games out.
Well, you know, as this season opens and goes along too, we're starting to see this team that plays, we just play a whole heck of a lot more intense when we're on the road. This is another one. They just did a great job tonight. I can't find anybody who I think was, as you like to call them, a passenger in this game. They all did a pretty good job all the way around. I thought that line of McKay, Globke, and Lesh did a good job for you. Up front, lots of guys played well. Bryce Schmidt had a good, strong game tonight. He was working hard every shift.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I thought, he came out of the lineup, obviously, a week or two ago, and that obviously was a big shock to Bryce. He's got a lot of pride. He's a heck of a hockey player, and his response has been fantastic. He's been just absolutely working and grinding, and, we got to get his confidence back up now that he's back in there, but he had a great effort for sure, and there's a lot of positives there. It's a good step on the road, and I think you're right in some ways. We got to find a way to harness this at home. I don't know if we try to get too cute or too pretty. You know, we talk all the time, come in, it's a greasy road when we're not here to put on a show, entertain everybody. I think when we get back home, you know, we want to be a little cute, a little fancy, and we get away from playing a more edge game and hard game, and we need to address that as coaches.
Yeah, I think a lot of our fans, they know to say too, they'll talk about it. Hey, we don't play the same way, but it's a good win here tonight. Big win. It's always great. You go on a roll, win that first game, then you've got the chance for the sweep. The other team's got to work hard to get a split. So good job here tonight.
Thanks. Thanks, Bill. We're going to enjoy it for about an hour and a half here and fuel ourselves, get some rest, and then we've got to be better tomorrow. And as you mentioned, a road sweep would be huge this part of the season, and that's why we're here. We're not satisfied with one game, so we've got to bounce back and be better tomorrow night. But thank you, Bill.
All right. Damon Whitten joining us here post-game. We thank him for taking time, make it all the way up here.